Well, bowing is very much part of our tefillah experience. We bow four times in the Shemoneh Esrei, bow during Aleinu every single day. Kneeling, prostrating ourselves on the floor is not something that is normally part of our religious experience. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, it was commonplace. But for us, in the current state of reality, it's reserved for the high points of Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur. Rosh Hashanah during Aleinu, and Yom Kippur during the Avodah, as we recreate the experience of being in the Beis HaMikdash, and of course, during Aleinu. What are we meant to think? What are we meant to feel at the point where we bring our heads to the ground? Nisiv Shalom explains that the idea that the Kohanim and the Am, the Kohanim and the people, they're standing in the Azara, the courtyard of the Beis HaMikdash, when they hear the Shem HaNichbad V'HaNoira Mefayrash Yaitzmi Pi HaKayin HaGadol, Hashem's incredible, awesome name, explicitly being uttered by the Kohen Gadol, they bow down, they fall on their faces. What were they doing then? Or what are we doing now? It's total bittul hayesh in front of Hashem. Nullification of self in front of Hashem. That ultimately is the secret of kapara of Yom Kippur. When we bow down, it's bittul in our heads and our hearts. That we can do all year round. But hishtachvaya, flat out on the ground, that's total nullification from head to toe in front of Hashem. And that is something that we can only do. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Our whole selves are nullified. Meaning we just see ourselves as an expression of the Ratzon Hashem. We see ourselves as an expression of Hashem's will. Whatever you want, Hashem, that's what I want. I just want to do your will. I have no independent desires other than that which you want for me and for the world. It's not about me and what I want. It's connecting to something so much bigger. Realizing we're part of something infinite. And when we take our free will, and we take our sense of self and our consciousness, and we let go of that and give it up to Hashem, that's the ultimate. Realizing that Hashem is everything. All we are is an expression of Hashem's will. All we are kelim, vessels, utensils, to bring awareness of Him into the world. Obviously, from that pace, we can ask and we can beg to Hashem for forgiveness. We can beg to Hashem to give us the resources that we need in order to be able to fulfill that role. Physical resources, spiritual resources. But it comes first and foremost from this place of bittul, of nullification of self, of aligning that which we want to that which Hashem wants. Where we're just connected to something so much bigger, so much deeper, so much more powerful. That's the high point of Rosh Hashanah. It's the secret of kapara of Yom Kippur as well. Halavai that we should maximize these unbelievable spiritual opportunities.